Moncrief on News Talk.
Unsurprisingly, 2020 was a great year for Amazon, as so much of retail went online worldwide. The company's latest corporate filings in Luxembourg revealed that Amazon collected record sales income of $44 billion in Europe, but did not have to pay any corporation tax to the Grand Duchy. How is this possible, and how can we fix the solution? Paul Monahan is the chief executive of the Fair Trade Foundation, and he joins me now. Paul, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Tom.
To talk a little bit about Luxembourg and Amazon's profits there and their income, they're startling figures, aren't they?
They're crazy figures. It's not just that they didn't pay any corporation tax on this 44 million euros of income. They actually booked tax credits of 50 million, and that's on top of the 290 million of tax credits they booked the year before. So what it basically means is that if at some point they do actually declare a profit and income tax, corporation tax is due, they still won't pay corporation tax because they're sitting on all these what's called carried forward losses, which are now in excess of 2 billion. So the truth is, in recent years and in future years, it looks like Amazon are not paying taxes in connection with their big retail operations throughout Europe.
When you go through the numbers, you're looking at the Luxembourg unit. It handles sales for the UK, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Poland, Spain and Sweden. That they employ 5,262 people. If that was a profit share those lads were involved in, they'd each be getting paid 8.4 million euro.
I think somebody actually worked out that that there is enormous remuneration going on. Basically, if you get into Amazon near the top, you are paid top dollar, especially when you're by and large paid in terms of shares, for example, which in themselves carry with them tax advantages. And that's not just in Luxembourg, but that's in the US, in the UK. There are layers of minimization of tax with Amazon right across the globe. And what makes this so dangerous is this business is growing so fast. I mean, the figures we just talked about were for Europe in 2020, but since then we've seen the first quarter 2021 figures. And Amazon's income in just the first quarter of 2021 has leaped a further 60% outside of the US, which probably means Europe. So however bad these figures are, there's more to come. And no business can compete with an entity that can grow at this scale and is basically not going to declare profit, not pay dividends. How do you compete with that?
The numbers are actually obscene, aren't they? It's the only word to describe it. I think I saw a figure of 19.5 billion was the UK figures for the Amazon spend in 2020, which is double the takings of Marks and Spencers, just to give it some kind of context in all that. They are paying a small degree of tax in the UK, are they?
They found a few pennies down the back of the couch and they have satisfied the UK HMRC with those pennies. But, you know, we've talked to, in the UK, we certify businesses which with what we call a fair tax mark. They're businesses who are proud to pay the taxes. And actually, from October, we'll start working in Ireland and other places. A few years ago, the Taoiseach's office asked us to come over and consider setting something up. We weren't ready then, and we're ready now. But there are businesses who want to pay a fair amount of tax. And the CEOs of those businesses have told us that it is the playing field is so unfair, they cannot compete. And unless something is done about this, there will be a whole host of bricks and mortar businesses going to the wall right across Europe.
Right. And a lot of those bricks and mortar businesses will be high street shops, which is kind of taking the centre out of our cities and our towns all over, which is, you know, not a great thing to see. Now, Amazon, in fairness to them, they've said they pay all their taxes as required in every country. They say corporate tax is based on profits, not revenues, and our profits have remained low given our heavy investments and the fact that retail is highly competitive, low-margin business. They say we've invested over 78 billion in Europe since 2010, much of that in infrastructure. What do you make of all that?
I'm not implying, and there is no implication that anything illegal is going on. I'm not implying that we're seeing tax evasion. I think what we are seeing, though, is a business that is hardwired to avoid tax right across the globe. And I think that's why these new Joe Biden proposals that have been tabled at the OECD and that are going to go to the next gathering of the G20 finance ministers in Italy in July are so important. They would create a minimum corporation tax on foreign earnings across the world of 21%. But more than that, they would look at businesses like Amazon, who don't even declare a profit. So corporation tax becomes moot. It becomes irrelevant. What they're going to start talking about doing is the top 100 businesses in the world will henceforth start to pay tax both based on both profit and sales, i.e. where value is added. That will potentially hit Amazon big time and Microsoft and Google and Facebook, and it's long overdue.
Right. It will also hit jurisdictions that have a lower rate than 21%. Ireland is one of those countries. So, we'd be uncomfortable around that. Would you understand that? Because, for instance, Apple
and I think, sorry, Tom, for interrupting. I think one of the tests that will come of the new OECD proposals is where a business is genuinely rooted in a geography, because it's got workers there and assets there, etc. I don't think these proposals are going to hurt them so much as the type of tax saving where the money comes in, doesn't touch the sides and goes out to another tax haven, such as the Caymans or Bermuda, etc. But I do think there will be an impact on Ireland. And I think there will be an impact potentially on places like the UK as well, because even though the UK might be down about 7 billion a year to do with profit shifting, they're actually up 7 billion elsewhere, roughly, on money that's coming in from other places. So I think we have to look at the money coming in and the money going out.
If you, I mean, are you setting yourself up, or is Biden's plan setting himself up against Amazon and Facebook and Google and all these huge companies who, you know, can hit back and maybe threaten countries and say, well, you support this and our facilities may need to leave and go somewhere else? Be a strong government to be facing that down.
It will, and by no means is this certain, because the Democrats have got to get this through a Senate where they've got a wafer-thin majority and a House of Representatives where they've got a small majority. So by no means is any of this certain. But I do believe that right across the globe, people, and not just people, but businesses are saying we need something to change, and it needs to change in a certain direction. And I think what we will do, we will end this year probably, and certainly by early next year, in a very different space than we've been for the last 100 years with the international tax rules. I think we're going to see a shift. The question is by how much? And I think one of the challenges for Ireland is a bit similar to like the oil states like Saudi Arabia and Norway, where they realized the writing was on the wall for oil and started to diversify out. And to a degree, the challenge for Ireland is going to be, how does it attract inward investment except trying to chase a race to the bottom on tax rates?
And you would, dare I say, you kind of see us as being involved in a race to the bottom, do you?
I think every person who works in tax justice right across the world would identify Ireland as one of the foremost tax havens across the globe. And that's not just damaging other rich countries, it's damaging developing countries as well.
Right. That would be a very bitter pill for Ireland to swallow. And as I said, the investment by those companies here is massive. So if that's indicative of the resistance you're going to get, then next year may not be that guaranteed for change.
I would not imply that it was guaranteed, but I do think, I think change is guaranteed. The degree of change, whether the global minimum tax rate is 21% or 15% or 12.5% as Ireland's headline raises, I think that is certainly up for grabs. But I don't think what is up for grabs is that there will be change, because what the Amazons and the Googles and the Facebooks have said, the worst case scenario for them is if the international tax rules break down, and India have said if there's a resolution soon, they and the G77 nations, the developing world, are going to just basically set their own shop up. If we don't come up with a new set of global rules, we're going to see a fragmentation of international tax rules. We're going to see a propagation of digital services taxes, as we've seen already right across Europe. The tech businesses are saying that's the worst of all worlds for them. So even they are geared up for change. Jeff Bezos himself has said he can accept a 28% headline rate of tax in the US, which is astonishing.
Because when you look at the tax rates, Amazon's effective tax rate was 12% over the decade, and the headline tax rate in the US has been 35%. So he's moving a good bit there, isn't he?
No, that 12% is made up of a little bit of jiggery pokery and, okay, and smoke and mirrors. The truth is, for the last 3 years, and these are rock solid, 100% solid figures, the Amazon's contribution to tax, as in cash taxes given over to governments, has been 7.6% over the last 3 years. And it's been something like 9.7% over 10 years if you go further back. So sub 10%.
Okay. Paul, thank you very much for that. It's fascinating. It really is. And I can't wait to see how it plays out over the coming months and year. Thank you very much for joining us there. It's Paul Monahan, Chief Executive of the Fair Tax Foundation.
Moncrief on News Talk.